It was the evening of October 29th, 1929. The day that would live in history as Black Tuesday. Dorothy Livermore met her husband at the door with tears in her eyes. She had been listening to the radio all day, and she knew it had been one of the worst days in the history of the stock market. She knew that many of Wall Street's biggest investors were ruined. Some had even jumped out of windows in despair. Many had lost every penny of their fortunes in a day of panic and chaos on the New York Stock Exchange. She assumed her husband, Jesse, was one of them. Standing behind Mrs. Livermore were many of the servants who worked at their enormous mansion in the town of Great Neck in Long Island. The servants also had tears in their eyes. They had spent much of the day hiding jewelry, paintings, and other valuables around the house because Mrs. Livermore was afraid they'd be confiscated in the bankruptcy that was sure to come. Faced with this somber scene, it took Jesse Livermore a few moments to realize why everyone was crying.